TPO Rankings. Yes, 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 Jake, FFA Cup is here. We love the FFA Cup. How are you going this evening, Jake?
Cody, I'm good. I'm very excited.
As you can tell, I'm excited. We love the FFA Cup, and for good reason. We're going to get into that tonight. We're going to be previewing the six games on this week, which are on Wednesday night. We're recording here on a Monday. We're probably going to try and release this on Tuesday, get it up early, give people enough time to consume it before the six games on Wednesday. Jake, I know you've got your Guelph Croatia jersey on. I got my Apia Leichhardt. I got the Lions in the background. You've got your Lions in the background. We're excited here. But Jake, cool your jets. Just cool your jets for a second. We've got some games to recap first. We've got, I think, four games to recap from last week's show, which we previewed and we did all the voting on Instagram stories. Just going to run through it real quick because we want to jump to FFA Cup. So,
sounds good to me.
I'll go first.
Let's do it.
Yep, sounds good. Yep. So I previewed Heidelberg versus Bentley Green. Top of the table clash down in Victorian MPL. We predicted a Heidelberg win. 62% of the Instagram stories voters also predicted Heidelberg. The result, Heidelberg 3-0. So yeah, that was a massive win for them. I believe they're now 5 points clear at top of the table and a game in hand. They're all, you know, they're pretty much, I wouldn't say they've wrapped it up, but they're definitely favourites there to finish on top. In terms of the rankings, Jake, I see you've put some notes here. No big changes in the rankings, but Heidelberg gain a lot of ground on Apia Leichhardt, who are the only MPL club ahead of them on the TPO rankings right now. Bentley Greens also stay where they are. So the other game, I went to Western Australian Division 1, where Western Knights played Rockingham City. I believe it was second versus fourth, I believe.
Yeah.
So we predicted a Knights win. They were last year's grand final winner, so they're still benefiting from a good 2017 season. The supporters, 79% of you guys agreed. Now, we were wrong. Rockingham got up 2-1. So Rockingham jumped up seven places to 128th on the rankings. Western Knights fall six spots to 105th. They're getting closer and closer. And yeah, there were six spots. They were in 99th, so they're now out of the top 100. Jake, you had three games. One of them's actually just kicked off about 5 minutes ago. So we're not going to really look at that in any great detail. The other two, what were they?
All right, so the first one was Adelaide City and Adelaide Comets, obviously South Australian MPL. We had City as the favourites. Supporters, 60% of you also went with Adelaide City. The result in the end was 2-2, so we scrapped that. We didn't get it right. We also didn't get it wrong. And I think the result of this one, at least not mathematically, but in my opinion, Cody, I think Adelaide City are done in the premiership race at this point, and Comets, although they've picked up points against all three of the top, all the three clubs ahead of them in the last 3 weeks, they are also done. In terms of the TPO rankings, Comets actually move up one place because they were the underdog in this game, and they've moved up to 24th. Adelaide City are in 14th in the TPO rankings, and they stay there for another week. The other game that has been played that I picked was in Western Australia. It was Perth Soccer Club against Bayswater City. And this one was another one where we said the loser of this is, for all intents and purposes, out of the title race for another year. And that, to tell you what we all voted on, you guys voted for Perth, 70% of you. TPO Rankings also had Perth as the favourites, and that's the way the result went. So it was a 2-0 win. And as I said, I think Bayswater City now finished. Perth still with a lot to do if they want to catch Perth Glory in the lead over in Western Australia, but they're still in it. In terms of the TPO rankings, Perth move up two spots. They're now 33rd and the highest ranked club in Western Australia. And this just, I think Bayswater City was still the second highest from the Western Australian MPL, so this just separates them further. And Bayswater have fallen six places there in 50th. And then, as you mentioned, the other game which I did pick, which we won't go into detail on, but Kingston City, Northcote City, or Northcote City, however you say that one, from Victoria, relegation battle, very important. And I'm just looking now, nil all after after 8 minutes now. So we won't have the result of that tonight. But this one's interesting, Cody, because, and it's a shame that we didn't check that it was going to be played before now, but TPO Rankings said that Kingston City were favourites. The supporters actually went with Northcote, so this is the only one we differed on this week. So we might have to touch on this next week to let you
guys
know.
I'm sure we'll forget.
It's a long way away. Yeah, more than likely.
But we will keep the running. At the moment, sort of, we got two out of three right each this week. But there's obviously this one game to go. I will add that to the running tally. to be caught up next week. But for this stage, a decent week of votings as we do scrap that draw out of the Adelaide City Adelaide Comets game that doesn't go towards it.
Yep.
Now, Jake, quickly, any other movements in the rankings you want to point out as we do each week?
Yes, not a lot this week. There's no movements into or out of the top 25, so the clubs that are in the top 25 stayed the same. They shuffled a little bit. The only one that kind of moved more than a couple of places was Metro Stars. They fell down four spots to 20th in the last week after they lost in a bit of a shock or a surprise, lost to Para Hills Knights. And then just a couple of things. I also went and had a quick look at the top 100. I thought just something different this week. And I noted that there were three clubs that moved into the top 100 this week. And they were Manningham United Blues from the Victorian State League 1 Southeast, Mounties Wanderers and Northern Tigers, both from the New South Wales NPL 2. And then because we're about to, this might be a bit of a segue, Cody, we're about to move mm-hmm. into some FFA Cup talk. I had a quick look, and out of the 12 clubs that are playing this Wednesday night, so in game day one, only four of them are actually ranked inside the top 25 clubs in the country at the moment.
There you go. Interesting stuff.
There you go.
Well, yeah, Jake, thanks for the segue. I appreciate it. But before we sort of jump into the six games, we're going to preview each game. We've got some stats, as always, you know, TPO style. Jake, the FFA Cup, we love it, obviously, because it's interesting, it's exciting. But the TPO, we've got a special reason to really love the FFA Cup from a TPO rankings point of view. Can you sort of outline why that is?
Yeah, so apart from the obvious excitement just from seeing clubs that don't usually play each other, and in most cases have never played each other, come up against them, each other for the first time, the thing that makes it special for the TPO rankings is that essentially it lets us calibrate our rankings. And what I mean by that is every year we can get pretty good results when we, from a rankings point of view, when we compare clubs within the same league. Because they play each other so many times, we get a good sense of where they sit compared to each other. Within a single state, we get a reasonable sense of it because you have your knockout cup competitions, FFA Cup qualifiers and all the other kind of local competitions. So even though a club from, say, the Tier 2 might play Tier 4 clubs less often, it still happens. What hasn't happened up until the FFA Cup started were these games between a club from New South Wales and a club from Queensland and a club from South Australia and all the rest of it. So the FFA Cup lets us look at a comparison between the states, and to put it, I mean, that's a bit long-winded, but the short answer is every year that we have another season of the FFA Cup, the rankings generally will get more accurate and give us, or you know, they're better at predicting results going forward is the short answer. So we love it because we get to look at the bigger impact, and I guess just to give another little bit of detail for those that might want it, we have this thing called the interstate adjustment that we have that sits within the algorithm. And what that means is when two teams play each other, there's a transfer of the TPO points from the winner to the loser, from the loser to the winner, and that happens in every game. When you have a club from, or clubs from different states play each other, on top of that transfer of points, we also have this other really small transfer for all the clubs in that state. So for instance, Queensland versus a New South Wales club, if the New South Wales club wins, all clubs in New South Wales get a very, very small increase in their TPO score, and all clubs in Queensland get a very, very small decrease in their score. So it just helps shift the states in comparison to each other. So that was supposed to be a quick answer. It wasn't, but there you go.
In typical Jake fashion. Yeah. That's all right. I'm sure some people out there are appreciating the explanation.
I realised halfway through my explanation that I'm still going, and at that point
you just
I'm,
keep going with
I'm committed at that point. So.
Oh, well, you're thorough. And obviously the TPO rankings couldn't be run if they weren't thorough and had someone like you at the helm, Jake. I obviously couldn't do this. My brain
does
not compute. So yeah, we need you. So don't worry about that. So Jake, let's get into it. You've put together some great graphics as you do head to head clashes for each of these six games. We'll be talking about these. Those listening to the podcast, obviously you can't tell, you know, you can't see it. We'll do our best to sort of not just focus on the graphic too much. But if you do want to jump across to watch the video, will be on Facebook, YouTube, all those sort of places. And join the FFA Cup tipping group. It's called FFA Cup Tipping, all capitals, on Facebook. Just search for that. And we've just sort of kick that off tonight with some voting. I'm going to be touching on those. We only just posted it earlier this evening, like just a few hours ago. I've already got about 16 votes on each game, and I'm sure more will roll in today and tomorrow as we promote it a little bit further. But I will be touching on how the crowd has voted so far as well. So
are we going to touch on our own tips as well, Cody? Do you want to commit yourself to it?
I'll have to actually remember them. I'll have to quickly look mine up. But yeah, let's do it. I might run through my tips right at the end, Jake, to give me a bit of breathing.
Yeah, right.
To bring them up. But all right, let's go. Okay, we've got three games each. I've just sort of allocated them. I wanted to talk about three games, and Jake, I just gave you the other three.
That's fair.
So I hope you're okay with that. So Port Melbourne Sharks versus Apia Leichhardt. I got the Apia jersey on now. Just as a quick little mention here, out of 16 voters so far, there's probably more. Actually, I can see now. I just quickly brought up Facebook. There's already more voters, but out of the ones so far, I've collected 12 out of 16 are voting an Apia win and 4 for Port Melbourne Sharks. No draws, interestingly. But yeah, obviously Apia doing very well, top of the table in the New South Wales NPL, or equal top. They did have that draw on the weekend to Wollongong with Sydney Olympic. They're equal there, but looking probably favourites. If not, you know, they're definitely going to be second. Port Melbourne Sharks, I believe, I'll just quickly bring that up. They are 5th out of the 14 teams in the Victorian NPL. Having a good year there. They got, I think it's Pink, the old coach from up here in Queensland, I believe is under management there now. So they're having a good year. Yeah, in terms of the graphic, let me quickly bring that one up. So Apia, heavy favourite. So I'm talking to this image now, those watching the video. 73% probability the TPO system is predicting they're going to win. So they're, you know, everyone is predicting Apia to win. They're the highest ranked non-A-League club heading into the games. Port Melbourne Sharks are on the TPO rankings at 39th, so 30 places below. I don't know what else is interesting here, Jake. You've got sort of the last five games. We've got some movement in the last 30 days. Port Melbourne Sharks up 4 spots in the last 30 days. And if you look at that graphic down the bottom there, Jake's outlined their history since 2013. So Apia there in the red, and red to my eyes. I've got a bit of red-green colour blindness going on. But is that yellow, Jake, or green, the other colour?
Yeah, we've got a bit of yellow. It's Port Melbourne there.
Yeah, so they're having a good 2018. Apia had a really good 2017-18. So that's all I really wanted to mention on that one. Jake, you're going to now go on to Avondale and Marconi.
Yeah, so, and do you want me to give you, maybe we'll do our tips, we'll both do our tips at the end, if that's the easy way to do it.
No, that sounds good. Yep.
Yeah, so the one that I'm looking at, as you said, is Avondale and Marconi. And this was my pick for game of, not just the game of the six that we're covering tonight, but of all the round of 32, this is the one that I probably look forward to the most. And Avondale, obviously, from Victoria, Marconi from New South Wales. At the moment, Avondale having a great season in the Victorian NPL. They're sitting in third, and they're ranked 18th at the moment, and they go into this game as the favourites, the high-ranked club, but also having that home advantage. Marconi ranked 32nd at the moment in the TPO rankings, so they're still ranked quite high. But outside that top 25. In terms of the percentages that we're looking at, from a TPO rankings point of view at least, we've got Avondale sitting at 53%. I'm looking at a small image, so hopefully I've got that zoomed in okay.
Yeah, that's right, Jake, 53.7. Yep.
So Avondale the favourites, as I said. Marconi 25%, and there's about a 21% chance, as far as this is concerned, of a draw there. Although, you know, who knows in these games, given it goes to extra time. Just having a bit of a look at the history, you've got. I'm just hearing noises in my background. Okay, look behind me, and I've got the dog in the background for those looking. That that's my puppy Lucy.
Hello, Lucy.
Yeah, we won't edit that out. Very professional here at TPO rankings.
Absolutely.
So Avondale having a really good season, although they've fallen away a little bit in the last few weeks. Marconi kind of sitting. I mean, they're having a reasonable season, not too poor, but they're not pushing for the title or anything like that. From a TPO ranking point of view, they're kind of hovering around where they were at the start of the season. So, in terms of some of the voting that's happening at the moment, just in terms of, you said you've got the 16 people that have voted already on, you know, in the first couple of hours. It's very heavily favoured towards Avondale. 13 of you voting Avondale. 2. I think Marconi will get up, and there's one in there for a draw. So
very, very heavy Avondale fans. This is going to be a great game.
I think this will be, look, I not to give you my or to spoil my tips, but I'm going the Avondale side of things as well. But I don't think it'll be as one sided as the voting seems to think so far.
Now the voting was usually one or two goal margin, so no one's really thinking Avondale going to flog it out of the park. I think Marconi obviously a great club. It's going to be a really good game. Jake, I've actually got you listed to go next, so you may as well keep going. You want to touch on Lions and Olympic?
Yep, I will. And this is one of the ones that we were disappointed that we got an all-Queensland clash. We like to see clubs from different states playing each other. But I am going to go to this game, given it's the only one in Brisbane this week. And it's not too far from where I am. And I've got the Lions jersey. So I guess that means I have to go for Lions in a sense. In terms of some of the TPO rankings data, Lions are the highest ranked club in Queensland NPL at the moment. Olympic, I think, are second right now, so in Queensland that is, or thereabouts. And they're numbers one and two on the NPL ladder as well, with only a handful, or five or six games to go. So Lions ranked 22nd, Olympic ranked 31st. Having that home advantage means that Lions are going to go into this one as the favourites, about 57%. Chance of winning according to the TPO rankings, and 26.8% chance of an Olympic win. In terms of some of the voting from you guys, this one is right down the middle, so I like seeing this. You've got seven people voting for Lions, seven for Olympic, and two for the draw, which is actually it's the closest we're seeing at the moment, early days. Obviously, we might get some more votes there, but I think it's probably a good indication of how close these two teams are at the moment and how competitive it looks to be on paper, at least.
It's going to be a great game. I think the deciding factor there, Jake, is that Lions are at home. So I think that will, on their big pitch there, they're sort of used to it at Olympics. Oh, it's not a small pitch, but it's just a bit different. I think they will just play into their hands a little bit. I think they'll be too good. But again, we'll touch on our tips at the end. And Jake, you used to play for Lions. You had a year or two there in the youth setup when you first
moved to Brisbane. First year in Brisbane was playing for the only 18, under-18s at the time, the youth.
There you go.
So that was, interestingly, 2005, first year of the A-League, and the first year that Lions didn't have a senior team. So our under-18s was the most senior team at the club. So there you go.
That's interesting. Long time ago. Yeah. How time flies, huh? Okay, so I'm moving on. Guelph, Croatia versus Adelaide Comets. So Guelph having a great year there in the Division 1 over there, not the NPL, the second division, what they call it, Division 1.
Yep.
They're top of the table, though. They're 3 points clear of Rockingham City, who we touched on just before, and then Rockingham are then 8 points clear of third. So they really are the top two teams in that competition. Guelph, obviously, well out in front now. I don't know the inside word at the moment, but it looks like, as of a few weeks ago, even if they win that league, they may not be promoted due to some other rules, but that's not neither here nor there tonight. Now, their opponents, Adelaide Comets, who are, as we touched on earlier as well, Jake, on the Adelaide Comets, they're having a decent year, sort of top four there. It's a really tough competition down there in South Australia, and they only have the one entrant into the FFA Cup, which is touched on a few times as well. It's ridiculous. I dare say that will be changing.
Hopefully,
in charge of that. But yeah, that needs to change. There's too many good teams down there. But they've done exceptionally well to make it through to the final spot there. They are fourth in the ladder, but have done it, having a good year. Now, in terms of the FFA Cup tipping group, the Facebook group, nine people think Comets will win, five Guelph and two a draw. That was as of last count. As I mentioned, there will be plenty more votes coming through. Now, if I'm looking at this graphic, we'll put this up on the screen. Guelph has sort of had a short history. We've only had them involved since 2017. They've just skyrocketed up. Comets have sort of slowly been rising since 2013 to now, just a slow, gradual, steady rise, as they would say. Now, favourites, obviously Adelaide Comets. They are ranked 24th in the TPO rankings, top 25 club, absolutely great club. Guelph, 122nd, so less than 100 spots now. I believe they were up at about 130-something only a couple of weeks ago, so they are increasing pretty quickly, but yeah, obviously 80% probability, the system saying Adelaide Comets win. Listen, it'll be a really good game. I'm really looking forward to this one. Obviously, I had a bit of a chat back and forth on Facebook Messenger with the coach there from Guelph. They've sent us some jerseys and actually shorts and socks too. We'll have to put the full kit on one time, Jake, and go, I don't know, play around a bit, but yeah, that's going to be a really good game as well. There's just so many good games. I love the FFA Cup. I wish it was almost like a round of 64 and get more clubs involved in the interstate stuff. Because I just love seeing this. When else are you going to see a club from West Australia play a club from South Australia that isn't an A-League club, which you see every year three times sort of thing. So anyway, that's my second game. Two games to go. Jake, Bonnyrigg hosting Hakoa.
Yeah, so this is an all-New South Wales clash. So another one of those ones we were a little disappointed about initially. But, you know, they're all exciting when they're knockout games like this. And, you know, one thing that you just mentioned, which is a good point, but also kind of frustrating a little bit, is you know, there's no boring games here. So it's almost tough to go and watch a game live, in a sense, because you miss you know, a lot of the footage and the goals and whatnot that are happening if you sit at home and watch it on TV. So, you know, me being out at Lions, I'll obviously be following along the scores, but I won't get the updates and the goals that than I would see if I was sitting on the couch at home. But, yeah, it is what it is. Rather see the live than not. So touching on this one, Bonnyrigg versus Hakoa. These two clubs both having a, you know, not a particularly great season. They're sitting in terms of the rankings. Bonnyrigg currently ranked 48th in the country, and Hakoa ranked 41st. Hakoa have actually lost their last four games, so they've slid down a little bit. And Bonnyrigg, just looking at their last five games, they've got three losses in there and only the single win and a draw as well. So they're actually ranked really close together. And Bonnyrigg at home makes this probably, out of the six, from a, at least from a TPO rankings point of view, the most even game that we're going to see. So in terms of the percentages, we've got Bonnyrigg given a 37% chance at home of winning, Hakoa given a 40% chance of winning away from home. So, yeah, really close. And in terms of the voting, it's reasonably close here as well. We've got four people picking the draw at the moment, eight saying Hakoa are going to win away from home, and four are going with Bonnyrigg as the home team. So, yeah, like I said, it's probably one of those ones. An all New South Wales clash doesn't sound all that exciting, but the fact that it's looks to be, like I say, again, we're talking about on paper, but it looks to be such a close game that it should be exciting anyway, no matter what. So, yeah, look, it's, cool. It's probably, I'll be honest, it's probably out of the six my least anticipated game, but, you know, they all count and somebody has to go through. So, there you go.
Cool. All right, Jake, thanks for that. My last game, Canberra FC hosting Broadmeadow Magic. Really looking forward to this one. Canberra FC, top of the table down there in the ACT at the moment, only three games to go. They're favourites to run that one out. Broadmeadow in second place behind Edgeworth in northern New South Wales. In terms of the graphic there, we've got Broadmeadow ranked at 28th, Canberra at 63rd. So a little bit of a gap, but it will be a close game. So Broadmeadow do go in as pretty heavy favourites. 55.7 probability of winning, 20.5% the draw, and 23.8% Canberra taking out the win. In terms of the Facebook group, we've got a pretty one-sided vote. 11 are voting for Broadmeadow Magic, 3 for Canberra, and 2 for the draw. That's it for me, Jake. I'm going to run through my tips. So have you got yours ready?
I do, and what I've also got here, which I'm going to touch on, is the tips as per the TPO ranking algorithm. So these are purely based on the statistics and probabilities, and it actually gives us the most likely specific score for each game. So
okay. Let's run through it. So I'm going Apia 3-1 over Port Melbourne Sharks, Jake.
I've got Apia 3-0, and the TPO ranking algorithm says Apia 2-1. Thinks it'll be a little bit closer than
one sided. I've got Avondale 2-1 over Marconi.
I've got exactly the same result, and so does the TPO ranking algorithm.
There you go. I got Lions 3-1 over Olympic.
I'm going Lions 1-0. I think it'll be a low-scoring game. And the algorithm is going Lions just in a 2-1 win there as well.
Okay. I got Guelup and Adelaide Comets 2-2.
I'm going Adelaide Comets on this one. I think Guelup will give them a run for their money, but I'm going 2-1. And the reason I'm wearing my Guelup Croatia shirt, although I would like to see them, you know, underdog do well, I think they will be this will be the last chance to wear the Guelup shirt in the FFA Cup while they're still in it. So that's what I'm going with them. And the TPO ranking algorithm is saying 3-0 to Adelaide Comets, most likely score.
Okay. I got Bonnyrigg Hakoa 0-0 after 120 minutes.
All right, penalty shootout. I'm going Hakoa 2-0 away from home. And the rankings, the algorithm is agreeing with you, Cody, but it's saying a 1-1 draw there, Bonnyrigg Hakoa.
Okay. And obviously we'll go to penalties, but that's anyone's game. And I'm going Broadmeadow Magic 2-1 over Canberra FC.
The algorithm is agreeing with you, 2-1 to Broadmeadow. This is the one I'm going against it. I'm going to say Canberra at home, cold night there. I think they'll get up 2-1 over Broadmeadow.
Yes, love it, Jake. Absolutely. All right, well, that's it. That's the show. That's all I really wanted to touch on tonight, Jake, because we are running out about time and we've covered lots of FFA Cup. We're really excited. We're going to try and get this up Tuesday night. We're going to get the voting for Instagram stories still going ahead on those six games. We are going to put that up. We'll do that. I'll have to do that tomorrow. Time pressures. Other than that, Jake, join the Facebook group, guys. We've got FFA Cup teaming. If you miss out on the first round, you're going to be starting from a bit of a disadvantage. So get over there now before we get started. Cutoff will be 7:25 Australian Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday night because the first kickoff is at 7:30. So, Jake, anything else from you before we say goodnight?
Nah, get on the tipping. Go and have a go, cool. Guys. Bit of fun.
Perfect. Well, thanks very much for watching, guys. And we enjoy the FFA Cup. We certainly will. And we'll catch you next week.
Yep.
See ya.
See ya.